This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, November 30th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. USDA to kick off export promotion program with $300 million. Hormel profit down for the quarter and the year. And COP28 event begins in Dubai. USDA to kick off export promotion program with $300 million. The Department of Agriculture will award the first tranche of funding under its new $1.2 billion Regional Agricultural Promotion Program, or RAP, in 2024, with $300 million from the Commodity Credit Corporation. Farm groups, cooperatives, state agencies, and others will be able to begin applying for the funds on February 2, 2024, and then will have 5 years to use the funds to promote U.S. agriculture exports in any foreign markets except China, Mexico, Canada, and the European Union. Those are already the largest foreign markets for U.S. farm goods, and the USDA says it wants diversification. USDA says it wants the funds to be focused on expanding markets in Africa, South Asia, Southeast Asia, and Latin America. Hormel profit down for the quarter and for the year. Hormel stock was down $1.48 a share yesterday. That's a 4.6% drop after the maker of Spam reported lower than expected earnings for the fourth quarter and its full fiscal year. Profit for the quarter was about $196 million, down from the prior year of $280 million. For the year, profit was $793.6 million, down from about $1 billion in fiscal 22. On an earnings call, CEO Jim Snee said that looking ahead to fiscal 24, there is urgency across the organization to improve our business. He said Hormel would invest $250 million over 3 years in implementation, personnel, and project costs, including investments in capital expenditures and technology. The reemergence of high path avian influenza this fall creates a heightened level of uncertainty in the outlook of our turkey business, said Jensen Smiley, Hormel's chief financial officer. We are closely monitoring sell-through of whole turkeys this holiday season, as well as any potential supply impacts from HPAI, Snee said. The Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service has confirmed HPAI in 771,400 turkeys this month. That compares to 463,300 birds last November. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. COP28 event begins in Dubai. The 28th Conference of the Parties to the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change launches today until December 12th, allowing countries around the world to discuss how to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. As mandated by the Paris Climate Agreement, COP28 UAE will deliver the first ever global stocktake, a comprehensive evaluation of progress toward climate goals. Attendees at the meeting will have the opportunity to dine on 1.5 centigrade aligned menus with the individual budget for carbon of 2.3 kilograms of carbon dioxide equivalent per day throughout the event as a part of the wider goal of hosting a carbon neutral conference for the anticipated 250,000 meals served. To help identify the carbon footprint, software company Nutrix enables caterers to track the carbon and water intensity needed to produce a menu item while also calculating nutritional content. The Global Food Banking Network and partners also plan to host a series of events highlighting that food loss and waste counts for 8 to 10% of global greenhouse gas emissions and should provide low-hanging fruit for countries to take immediate action in reaching climate goals. You can read more on the emissions impact of food waste in our newsletter story this week. Alabama researchers seek a drought-tolerant peanut. Auburn University Crop Physiology Lab, together with the Auburn University Peanut Breeding Program, fortified with $650,000 in grant funding from the USDA's Agriculture and Food Research Initiative, are racing to create a drought-resistant peanut. The American Peanut Council has identified drought as the top challenge facing the peanut industry, with only 35% of U.S. growers having irrigation capabilities, that according to an Auburn publication. For this reason, breeding for drought tolerance has become a primary research initiative for the $1.5 billion peanut production industry. States seek to update to liability provisions of Army Corps cost share agreement. Provisions requiring non-federal entities to assume liability for projects built under cost-share agreements with the Army Corps of Engineers has become a challenge for states. Upper Mississippi River Basin Association Executive Director Kirsten Wallace told members of a Senate committee yesterday. Wallace told the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee that as many as 22 states have laws preventing them from fulfilling these obligations, some of which are embedded in constitutions. For example, she said, some laws do not allow states to indemnify a third party, including the federal government. The Upper Mississippi River Basin Association represents the states of Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, and Wisconsin on the Mississippi River Management and Water Resources Planning. Well, here's today's She Said It. Today's announcement will develop new markets for American agriculture and put American-grown food on tables around the world. That Senate Agriculture Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow, in a statement released after USDA announced the $300 million in RAP funding. Stabenow then went on to say, quote, I look forward to continuing to work with the administration and farmers on this exciting new program that will effectively double trade promotion investments. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, November 30th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jack Nally.